Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will not apologize, but I take the floor out of an extemporaneous reflection arising from the discussions that we had this morning, and also in the spirit of an interactive dialogue that has been initiated by His Excellency the Ambassador of France. I think from our perspective, we do have enough elements to consider a recommendation in accordance with what we have discussed on this particular agenda item. With regard to the challenges to international humanitarian law. And I would like to draw attention to several subjects or the several areas of discussion. First, I think I would address the issue of unpredictability that the Ambassador of France has referred to. And we do align ourselves with the position articulated not only by NAM in its working paper, but also with the group of now 9 high contracting parties that have submitted a joint working paper and with the ICRC. But we do agree that the concept of unpredictability could be further developed and clarified in a discussion on a possible in the possible succeeding editions of the GGE under a stronger mandate to negotiate the institutionalization of a normative and operational framework in the area of laws. But as it stands, I think we do have an enough sufficient idea of what we mean by predictability. And we do refer to the chairperson's summary that was circulated during the last meeting of this group, which is that human operators, particularly in the chain of command and control, must have sufficient knowledge and understanding of a system to be confident that it will function as intended in a particular attack. I think we have also heard several delegations articulate the need for humans to be able to identify and explain a weapon system's possible errors or arbitrary decision during a post-use analysis of this particular weapon system to ensure compliance with international law. I also wish to refer to the discussions on how autonomous weapons use against persons could entail extreme difficulties with regard to ensuring compliance with IHL. And I think my colleague from the ICRC made this point very well. And many of our colleagues here have also raised the fact that compliance with IHL necessarily requires context-based decision-making and discernment that at this point may be difficult to program into algorithm and therefore requires human agency to be able to pursue. I do think that there is enough convergence in the group with regard to that particular principle. But secondly, we think that this issue goes beyond international humanitarian law. We have seen delegations articulate that subjecting human life to prerogatives of artificial intelligence transcend legal consideration. We have heard Palestine and the Holy See articulate that perhaps beyond IHL, we should also look at the ethical consideration of whether it would be appropriate for us to subordinate the idea of human dignity and make human lives mere data sets to be interpreted by machines and algorithms. And thirdly, I think there's also a convergence of views with regard to the idea that IHL should also be responsive to current developments, including technological advances. And I think my colleague from Brazil and Pakistan said that the IHL must be responsive to the evolution of weapon systems, and we should also be proactive in making sure that we are able to come up with robust framework to address unknown or rapidly evolving weapons and weapon systems. I think, Mr. Chair, that given these convergent points for this particular agenda item, perhaps it could be ripe for this group to consider already recommending that we give the GGE the mandate to further discuss or propose the elaboration of new legal norms that would include specific prohibitions or regulations or positive obligations that would address all of these esoteric discussions, including positive obligations for the design, development, production, deployment, and use of autonomous weapon systems. And we would encourage this group to consider having an ambitious recommendation not only for this particular agenda item, but for the other agenda items that we have prepared and we have adopted in our program of work. I thank you, Mr. Chair.